أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained the evils of the Bani Israel, the Jews, who did not believe in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, their own Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, neither in the divine kitabs which Allah had sent, the Torah and the Injil, etc. Now Allah Ta'ala explains that the Jews in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, still they are not accepting and believing that what is being told to them by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ, اور کہتے ہیں کہ ہمارے دلوں پر غلاف ہے. They say that on our hearts there is a veil. In other words, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam invites them towards deen and towards Islam and the true teachings of Allah Ta'ala, they say that we have got everything already in our hearts. Now we are believing already, like what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told us, though in that also they are lying. But they say we believe in that and we got no place for any new thing of deen. That is what you are telling us, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our hearts are covered. Nothing of what you are telling us can enter our hearts. So this Allah Ta'ala said to the Bani Israel, about the Bani Israel. And in fact, we also have to think, when we are told about the matters of deen, many of us feel, I know everything. Now what more are you telling me? We will sit in a bayan also with this attitude that I may know all. I know everything, now nothing else can benefit me. Such a person who sits in anyone's bayan cannot benefit at all. That I know everything and everything is in my heart. So this is ghulfun, that is the meaning that a veil is over there. Another meaning of this ghulfun is that it is a container, that the heart is a container, and in our hearts the Jews used to say that it is filled with goodness, all our heart. There is no place now for anything. The other was that nothing what you are telling us can enter our heart. And the second meaning, that there is no place for what you are telling us. Our hearts are filled with goodness already. They are completely full. So this also, if a person sits with that attitude in a bayan, or he listens or reads a kitab or anything, that I've got all goodness in me already. There is no place for any other goodness. And that I'm already doing all the good. This like being a thinking that I'm very holy and very pious, and there's no place for anything else. That person is deprived completely. So Allah Ta'ala says that is not the case. They are lying. بَلْ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ بَلْكَ لَعْنَتْ كِيهِ اللَّهَ نَي ان کے کفر کے سبب. But Allah Ta'ala has cursed them because of their kufr. When a person goes astray, anything goes wrong in his life also. A person goes astray, it isn't just at that time what he has done wrong that has made him go astray. But there is something before that that he did, and that causes him to go astray here. Because of their kufr, Allah cursed them. The curses of Allah did not just come when they said this, but because they had made kufr from before. So now Allah cursed them. So similarly, we have to be very, very concerned also. A person, na'uzu billah, may Allah save us all, who becomes a Shia, a Qadiani, who gives up the religion of Islam, it's not when he gives it up that time he gave it up, but he committed some other guna that resulted in this. Like for many a student, Allah protect us all, if they show disrespect to their ustad, for example, that later on becomes the cause of them going astray. A person thinks that this person has gone astray now, he's gone in the wrong direction because of certain reasons. It is because of that guna a person committed before. So in all our matters, we should be very careful of any guna, that later because of that guna, it brings a bigger guna in our lives. And then a person comes to that state like this, that he says that he is convinced, I'm on the truth, and nobody can convince me, nobody can tell me anything, I am right. That is a very dangerous condition. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala says, so بہت کم ایمان لاتے ہیں. So it is very little that they bring ایمان. Here and there little, what suits them, they bring iman on that. That little bit of iman doesn't help a person at all. Amal, if a person has less amal, that will still help him. But in iman, little iman doesn't help a person. And neither does a lot of iman help a person. Neither does the majority of iman help a person. Iman only that is accepted which is complete. Not what is little, not what is lot, not what is the most, but complete. If in our imaniyat, our things we have to bring iman, one thing our iman is not on there, then the whole of iman is cancelled. So whatever the Quran has taught us, we have to think of this very carefully. Sometimes we just think to ourselves, but this I cannot accept. Like capital punishment in Islam, for example. Like many people nowadays, unfortunately, say that the law of hijab, parda, that we cannot accept. It's a barrier for progress, na'uzu billah, etc. Or whatever reasons we attribute to it. Or anything about deen. Whatever deen has taught us, and we have to bring iman. If we don't have iman on one of those things, then the whole of iman is cancelled. So it isn't a matter, and they are, that they just brought iman on a few things. And yet they thought that they are the chosen people, that they will be just in the fire for a few days and then they will be set free. But if the little iman is not enough, a lot of iman is not enough, and this is speaking of the quantity, the things that we have to bring iman on. Quality, the strength of iman is again different. But the quantity, if little iman is not enough, a lot of iman is not enough, most of iman is not enough, it must be if we bring iman on every command of Allah. And this is a test Allah has put for us and for all of us forever. There are many things or some things that we won't understand. And iman is not on our understanding. Our iman is on our accepting whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, wholeheartedly we accept it. If I can't make amal, it's my weakness. And I ask forgiveness from Allah. But that I reject any part of iman, one point of iman, the whole of iman gets negated. So this is very important, and at this time it is not that our iman is being tested, but the result of our iman is coming out. But the current conditions, now what was in our heart, that this we can't accept, we will accept other things, but this of what Allah and His Rasul are saying, that we can't accept. It doesn't make sense to us, so I don't accept it. I'm a very great academic. My knowledge is so much, and I'm not like just the sheep who just follow like the other people. Whatever the mullah say, we just follow and we accept it. No, I've got a brain of my own, and I can understand. And in that, if we are refuting anything of iman, which Allah and His Rasul have said, then our iman, the result has come out. And that is also still Allah's favor, that we haven't died still. We can still correct our iman. A cursed person can be brave and say, now I correct my iman. Or a person can be shy and quietly accept the truth. But the present condition should make us understand what Allah and His Rasul are saying. Wholeheartedly we believe in that. And we don't go against that, no matter what other things make sense to us, what other people are saying, what our logic is saying, what philosophy is saying, what psychology is saying. That does not matter. What Allah and His Rasul, and again, not a little bit of it, not a lot of it, not the most of it, but complete iman on every command, on every word of Allah and His Rasul. That is what is called iman, and that is what is going to be accepted. May Allah give us all tawfiq and save our iman, our progeny, and in these hard conditions, may Allah let us prove ourselves and let us us make tawbah istighfar for whatever errors we have made, whatever we thought wrong, whatever we spoke wrong, whatever we believed in wrong. May Allah correct us, and at the time when He takes us, we all have to die in any case, that He takes us with perfect and complete iman, all in His mercy and kindness. Nothing is from our side, it's just the favors of Allah. Just as ulama have written that it is Allah's right that some people He has made blind, that is, from the eyes of the head they cannot see, and unfortunately other people are made blind of the heart, their hearts are blind. And if a person is blind with the eyes of the head, that's not so serious, but if his heart is blind, then that is a very, very dangerous condition. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Thank you.